This is Santiago, and I'm checking in with you this morning. We are now tuning in to the Risa Show.
Hello, family. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now. Well, we serve you information you can use. Guys, I am Teresa, broadcasting from Fort Worth, Texas on this beautiful Monday morning at 6 a.m. Central and 7 a.m. Eastern. Guys, if you are listening to us via internet, guys, be advised you can call into the show to talk to me live or to listen to the show live by dialing error code 563-999-3467. And you can listen to the show from your cell phone on today. Now, guys, I am looking for guests to come on the show so that I can interview you, whatever you feel that the Most High God has placed in your heart to share with us on this platform. Please contact me through our contact section on our website. You can go to serveitupnow.com. There you will find the contact part of the website page, and you can go ahead and submit your name, your contact information, and I'm sure I will contact you eventually, okay, so that we can try to get you set up, scheduled in a good time that you would like to come on the show. So today, guys, I'm not going to stay before you long because I really want to talk about a subject that Pastor Jimmy Swagner has written about in his magazine. Now, mind you, this magazine was dated August of 2013, and it is the Voice of Jimmy Swagger Ministries. So, guys, I have a few of his magazines, and I really enjoy listening to him teach because I feel it is my thoughts and my feeling that he is a good teacher. He really is. Now, many people don't know who Jimmy Swagner is. Well, his name is Jimmy Swagner, and full Jimmy Lee Swagner. He was born March the 15th, 1935 in Louisiana. And he is a televangelist and a gospel music performer, okay? And so he, I believe there was a scandal at one time about him in 1988, I believe it was, and it was a sex scandal involving the prostitute. You know, that was, you know, hey, that's just, you know, hey, you know. And so, but everybody knew him by that, okay? But he is a powerful, powerful teacher, guys. I mean, I really enjoy his teaching, believe it or not. I really do. I enjoy his teaching. I enjoy, you know, how he breaks the word down and how he has studied the word. And so we know, guys, that he started his TV ministry in 1971. Okay, and so he has people watching him from around the world. Even when you look at his son, Donnie Swagner, he looked just like his father. I tell you, he looked just like Pastor Swagner. Okay, they look just alike, guys. And so he has his own television network. I think it's SBN. Okay, I think that's his own broadcasting network, and I think it's called, what, Sun Life Broadcasting Network. I want to say that's the name of it, okay? But I said all that to say this is because I have been reading some of his magazines, and so he had posed a question in one of his magazines. He said, did Jesus die spiritually on the cross? And so I think it was part two. He was talking about the Godhead. He was talking about the words of Jesus on the cross. He was talking about the physical death. He was talking about false assertions of this unscripture doctrine. And what he was saying there, guys, was part of it was when his blood was poured out, it did not atone. He said this was false assertions of this unscripture doctrine. And then he said Jesus bled only a few drops, and when people sing about the blood of Jesus, they do not know what they are talking about. So he had a lot to say about did Jesus die spiritually on the cross. And then he talked about false teaching. And then he talked about from the cross to the resurrection. And so the first thing I see here that he was talking about, he talked about justified. How Paul said about Christ, or what Paul said about Christ. And so we see here in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16. And so he began to break down scripture about what Paul has said. And let me go ahead and go through some of it. And this is what scripture says and what he's breaking down, okay? It says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. And so he said this refers to the truth of the cross previously hidden, but now fully revealed. And then scripture goes on to say, God was manifest in the flesh. And then Pastor Jimmy Swagger said, refers to the incarnation of Christ. Scripture says, justified in the spirit. Pastor Jimmy Swagner says, vindicated, endorsed, proved, and pronounced by the Holy Spirit. Scripture says, seen of the angels. Pastor Jimmy Swagner says refers to the fact that angels witnessed every capacity of his birth, life, passion, resurrection, and ascension. Scripture said preached unto the Gentiles. Pastor Jimmy Swagner says would have been better translated preach unto the nation. His atonement was for the entirety of mankind, which message is to be proclaimed to the entirety of the world. Scripture says, believed on in the world. Pastor Jimmy Swagner says, accepted by many. Scripture said, received up into glory. Pastor Jimmy Swagner said his mission was accomplished, finished, and accepted in totality by God. And so the teachers of the Jesus Died Spiritually doctrine concluded from the phrase justified in the spirit that Jesus himself had to be justified and had to be made sin and possess an evil satanic nature. Thus, they say he had to be made righteous once more, justified and born again. But according to the Greek, even as we have already stated, to justify, as it is used here, is to declare righteous or to show to be righteous. Jesus was invited to be righteous as to his spiritual nature. Now, the Bible in this passage is not saying that Jesus was being made righteous, but that his righteousness was being announced. Jesus never ceased to be righteous. He never ceased to be just. But as a man, the man Christ, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, in essence, is saying that Christ is just as righteous now as he was before incarnation. Therefore, without any scripture support whatsoever, these teachers declare suddenly God justified Jesus in the pit and he was born again. There is no scripture basis whatsoever for the doctrine that says that God arbitrarily waved his hand over Christ and said, be thou cleansed. And suddenly Jesus was justified, made righteous, born again, and restored to sonship with the Father. Now, Pastor Swagner, he goes on to talk about the Godhead. And this is the question he asked. He said, was Jesus abandoned by God at Calvary, as these teachers claim? No, he says. Jesus was God's own sacrifice, chosen by him. And if you look at Isaiah chapter 53, I think it's John 1:29-3:16, and never out of divine favor for one moment. He was called an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor, Ephesians chapter 5 and 2. This is in perfect harmony with the Old Testament teaching that the sin offering was most holy to God, Leviticus chapter 6. First of all, it is impossible to separate the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, Colossians chapter 2 and 9. If Jesus had died spiritually, then at the cross, by him being lost, he would have divided the Godhead, or at least had made the entire Godhead sinful and in need of the new birth. The idea of dividing up the Godhead for 3 days by sending the Son of God to hell as a lost sinner, totally abandoned by God the Father and God the Holy Spirit, is totally ridiculous. This teaching even goes so far as to say that God was no longer the Father of Jesus while he was in hell. Now, guys, can I stop right there? Can I just stop right there? And I'm glad Pastor Swagner brought that up, because that is false and that is totally a lie. Now, why would Jesus, and this is me asking you this question, guys, because I want to get into this. Why would the Most High God send his Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to die for us now, as a sacrificial lamb, so that we can have life and have it more abundantly, but yet reject his Son and stop being his Son, being the Father of his Son, whom he sent, whom he loved so much that he sent him to be a sacrifice for us? And then all of a sudden he was no longer the Father of Jesus Christ, Yeshua? That does not make any sense to me. And that is false teaching. So Pastor Swagner is telling the truth. That is definitely false teaching, okay? And so I like that Pastor Jimmy Swagner, he breaks scripture down and he teaches scripture, okay? And he's teaching from the Bible. Everyone know him to be an American Pentecostal evangelist, okay? That's who he is. And I believe, I said he was born in 1935, March 15, 1935, and he's married to the beautiful, beautiful Queen Frances Swagner. But I think he's around 86 or so, okay? But the point I'm saying is, there is false teaching out there that will cause you to lose your soul. Not just the flesh, but your spirit and your soul and your body will be lost due to false teaching. And so now he goes on to talk about the words of Jesus on the cross. When Jesus uttered the words on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus was quoting from a prophetic passage from Psalms 22:1. He also says, I thirst, and that's John 19:28, an utterance based upon another Old Testament prophecy, Psalm 69:21. When he uttered these words, my God, the religious leaders and the people of his day misinterpreted them, saying, this man calls for Elijah. And that's Matthew 27:47. With these words, Jesus continuously identified himself as the one of whom the Old Testament prophecy spoke. Someone has even supposed that Jesus recited all of Psalms 22 as well as other prophecies concerning him while he hung on the cross for several hours. Pastor Swaggart, Jimmy Swaggart said, we do know, of course, that not everything Jesus did was recorded. Only a small portion was, in fact, recorded, John 21, verse 25. Was Jesus forsaken by God? This is the question that Pastor Jimmy Swaggart had asked. He said, no, he was not. Jesus was never forsaken, beloved, guys, by God. Why would God forsake his son? This is the question I want to ask my listening audience that's listening to Serve It Up Now right now. Why? Why would someone teach scripture and take scripture out of content to fit their meaning, their theology? Why would they say God forsake his son? Why would he forsake the sacrificial lamb? Why would he forsake his son? John 3:16 say he loved his son so much. He loved John 16, for God so loved the world that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, as a sacrificial lamb, in other words, to us, for us. Why would he forsake his child, his son? That is a lie. God had temporarily turned a deaf ear in that instead of delivering his son from death, which he did do on several occasions, the Father delivered him up unto death when he became a sin offering for others. But this was not abandonment. Jesus himself said, behold, the hour comes. Yes, is now come that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. That's John 16:32. He could say this because God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. 2 Corinthians 5:19. He said God is with him. If God was going to abandon Jesus Christ, beloved, and I just want y'all to think about this here, just to add to what Pastor Jimmy Swagger has said. If God was going to abandon his son, why every time you were ground, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, was directing you back to his Father who sent him? He always said, I came to do the will of my Father who sent me. Why do you call me great? There's only one great, and that's the Father. He always led people back to the Most High God. And when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, y'all remember? He was praying to the Most High God. And he said, Father, not my will be done, but your will be done. That doesn't sound like a son that you're just going to forget about. You know, just throw away. Just forsake you and get on. I'm done with you. See, this is what false teaching will bring. False teaching will bring a lie. And false teaching will have you, beloved, to really rely on lies. And you have to get past the lying part of it all. You have to get past the lying part and see truth for what it really is. Amen? Amen. Ask the Holy Spirit to examine your heart. Ask the Most High God to open your spiritual understanding so that you will know truth when you hear it. You will be able to bear witness with truth. And I bear witness with Pastor Jimmy Swagner's teaching. I really do. And a lot of people get hung up on his past. Well, we all got a past. If you look at it, we all have a past that I'm sure we wish we can go back and change. But sometimes when you operating in the flesh, there's lust. There's no good thing in the flesh, the Bible says. And lust wants to kill you. Lust wants to destroy you. If you look in the Bible, if truth be told, in the Bible, Moses, he killed the man. Yes, he did. David had a man killed and took a man's wife and committed adultery with her, had a child by her. Must we go on and on and on? You're going to find in this flesh there is no good thing. And you're going to find in This, you see what I'm saying? Lust, when it's finished with you, it wants to kill you, and it will kill you. But God is using Pastor Jimmy Swagner to teach truth. And a lot of people don't want to hear truth. They can't see truth from trying to see his past. We all got a past, darling. So that's a news report to everybody. We all got a past. And we have to get past all that, you know, what someone done, and listen to what God is saying through his vessel. Does that make sense? Amen? Amen. I hope that you guys are listening to this because, again, I'm going to break this up in two because I really want you guys to really hear. I don't want to make it long. So I'm going to stop here, and we're going to pick up in the morning about physical death. I want to talk about physical death, amen, and how Jesus Christ, Yeshua, offered up his body as a sacrifice for our sins, and that he was put to death in the flesh, meaning he had a physical death. And so I want to stop here, okay, because I want you guys to eat on this. I want you to bite on this a little bit before we go a little further. And I'm probably going to do a Jimmy Swagner series all week, okay, because I really want you to hear his teaching, and I want you to hear what he is teaching. Because truly, beloved, I really love his teaching. I really love his teaching. And when I use scripture with what he's teaching sound doctrine. And he's not interpreting the scriptures to you know, for his own understanding. He's really allowing the Holy Spirit to really lead him to teach truth. And so I want you guys to really tune in and listen. But because we got a lot to discuss in his teaching. So I'm going to do a series on this. I think that's what I'm going to do. And then sometime down in there, we're going to start talking about seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Oh, this is going to be a blessed week, guys. So let's do a little series and see what we can walk away with, you know, obtain from this teaching. But it is good teaching. So with that said, guys, if you have not, again, started following our Blog Talk Radio show, please go ahead and click that follow button. I would love to have you a part of this platform, okay? So with that said, guys, I'm going to back out until Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. Central and 7 a.m. Eastern. Guys, you all stay safe. Hug someone and tell them you love them. Until the next broadcast, you go in peace now. Bye-bye.
Jesus Christ is coming back again. The dead in Christ shall rise. Can you hear the trumpet playing? Can you see the horses running? Hallelujah to the Lamb of Christ.